will shine on all who live in the land where death casts its shadow. Israel will again be great, and its people will rejoice, and people rejoice at harvest time.
Cry.
predictability and repetition have the potential to make us weary of the same. But despite their predictable days, were these men filled with any measures of faith that the promised Messiah would come to save his people? Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for your Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Today we also light the candle of faith. This reminds us that we can have faith even in the midst of our sometimes mundane, non-eventful, predictable, weary lives. Faith that great news can break through. News that will change everything, just as it did for the wise men and shepherds." Would you please stand and join in singing O Holy Night?
Appears and the soul felt its worth.
Joseph, an ordinary carpenter from Nazareth. We're told that Joseph was a righteous man. We're told that Mary was a virgin. We know they were engaged to be married. Other than that, rather ordinary. But this ordinary couple was given a very extraordinary assignment to give birth and to raise the long-awaited Messiah.
Matthew 1:20-21. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he will be the Savior. His people from their sins."
Luke 1:26-28. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to the virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you."
Now we light the candle of joy. Joy in knowing that God can and does use ordinary people like Mary and Joseph, like you and like me, to do extraordinary things. We can and should have abundant joy all throughout the year as we choose to celebrate the birth of our Savior each and every day.
With hands and joy.
Thank you.
stood out, people of prayer. Oh, how they prayed for years. They prayed for the arrival of the Messiah in their lifetime, to be able to see him, to gently hold his tiny little hand. They prayed and waited and prayed and waited. Perhaps there are times of being weary from all the praying and waiting. Weary, maybe, yet still at peace. They knew God would be faithful to keep his promises to him. Luke 2:25-26. At that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and he had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Luke 2:36-37. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they had been married over 7 years. Then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. It's now time to light the candle of peace. We can always have peace, even in the weariness of praying and waiting. We hold on to peace, knowing that God will be faithful to fulfill his promises.
Savior, and we can celebrate his life through our lives in so many different ways. And today, one of those ways that we're celebrating life is through baby dedications. We couldn't think of a better opportunity than to welcome new life into our church body than today at Christmas. And so I'm going to invite two of our families to come and join me on stage, the Loans and the Millers, and then you all I invite extended family to come as well, siblings, whoever wants to come and surround them. So here at Full Circle Church, we believe in baby dedication. When children are born into the family of God, we want to pray a blessing over them. We want to anoint them. Come on! Let's just do it! That's half the church. Let's go. What's that? Come on! We're going to just... Let's just do it! Oh, this is great! That's great! Does everyone want to come up?
Hallelujah.
Okay. So we have Chris and Cassandra and their family with Astrid May. We have the Miller family, Jared and Erica, with Austin Clay. That rhymes. Maybe there's a future there. I don't know. I'll just say that sounds pretty good. And then we have Travis and Corey Lone with Vista Ruth. Okay, I'll try to keep all these names and families straight, but what I want to emphasize is, again, so at Full Circle Church, we believe that when children are born, that when they enter the world and they're born into the family of God as sons and daughters, we want to anoint them. We want to pray a blessing over them. We want to cover them and speak life into them. And then as they grow up and mature in their own relationship with God, they can choose to accept Him as their Lord and Savior, and they can choose to be baptized. And so for now, we call this a baby or child dedication, where we can pray and agree on a blessing over them. And so I'm going to read a passage of scripture here from Mark. It's Mark 10, 13 through 15. It says, "One day some parents brought And their grandparents and their siblings and aunts and uncles brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, 'Oh, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it.'" And so I'm going to turn around to these three sets of parents, and I'm going to ask them a question. Parents, in presenting your children for dedication to the Lord, in presenting Astrid and Austin and Vista, do you confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And do you acknowledge your duty to bring your children up in the training and instruction of the Lord so that they may later, of their own free choice, confess their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, be baptized, and join in the fellowship of the church? And if you do, you can say, "We did." We do. Amen. So So congregation, I want to invite you to extend your hands. We're going to anoint these children and we're going to pray a blessing over them. So if you're comfortable, you can just extend your hands. That would be wonderful. I'm going to take a minute here. I've got some anointing oil, so just bear with me. I'm going to put the mic down for a second and anoint each of them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Vista, Austin, and Astrid, together with your parents and your entire church family who love you dearly and care about the outcome of your faith and of your life, we anoint you this morning with oil. We dedicate you to God. We give thanks for your life. We bless and agree with His purposes for your life. We surrender our ideas and will to God's will, and we ask that He would lead you to be strong men and women. We pray that you would grow to love God with all of your heart and follow Jesus courageously. We bless you with health and long life. We bless you with joy and peace. We bless you with an abiding and overflowing presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. And I just want to pray over each one of them just real quick. When I was praying for Austin this morning, Austin, I just want to bless your spirit. I felt like the Lord showed me that you are a strong and mighty warrior. The name Austin means magnificent, majestic, and great. And you certainly have greatness on the inside of you. I believe you are going to showcase God's greatness as you learn to walk with Him. And so, Austin, we just bless you with eyes to see Him and ears to hear Him, a heart to receive Him. In Jesus' name. And little Vista Ruth, you are a beautiful gift from God. Your name means beautiful view. And I believe that you are going to introduce many to the beautiful view that is a relationship with our Savior Jesus. And I believe that it's going to start at a very early age, that there's an anointing and a calling on your life to share the good news of Jesus, and you are going to do it boldly and courageously from a very young age. So we bless you. We bless your spirit. We bless you to follow Jesus all the days of your life. And then Astrid, precious girl.
Yes.
I feel the Lord saying, wild one. Wild one. But in all the best ways, that you are not going to be wild in the world and in the ways of the world, but that you are going to be wild for Jesus. That there is going to be a reckless abandonment in your spirit. That you are going to have 2020 vision for what the Lord is calling you to do. And you are not going to be distracted by the things of the world, the things that you see to the left and the right, but you're going to be laser focused, recklessly abandoned, a holy pursuit your entire life, wild and crazy about fulfilling the call of God that's on your life. And so we bless you, sweet Astrid, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And parents, we bless you as well. We bless you to love these children. We bless you to continue to hear from the Lord as you raise them. May you have hearts of discernment and really hearts of faith, knowing that ultimately they are the Lord's children, that you are their caretakers here on earth, and God has anointed you and equipped you with everything that you need to raise them. But ultimately, you can release them to God because his plans for them are to give them a hope and a future. And so we seal all of these prayers in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, you all can go and have a seat. That's fun. We should do that more. That means, I don't know who in here needs to get on the baby train, but let's keep growing the kingdom one child of God at a time. This is the future of the church. This is the future of the kingdom of God, and we celebrate life in all its forms today. Amen and amen.
All set up here, thank you. Wow. I don't know about you guys, but for me, raising a family, and Beck and I are one of those families that are growing the church one baby at a time, so we'll have a baby vacation for our soon-to-be soon, but I don't know about you, but raising a family in the church, it brings me great comfort,
yeah,
great safety and security to know that there's people standing behind me, watching out for me, and helping me along the way as I try my best to raise my children up in the Lord. And to each of you that had a baby dedicated this morning, I will stand in agreement and I will stand behind you. And I'm sure that Full Circle Church will agree with me and say, we have your back. We're here to help you, to pray with you, to pray for you and your family as we do our best to raise children in a broken world. There's no harder time to raise children than now. Our world is broken, but by the power of God,
amen,
we can raise them. We'll raise them well in his presence. Amen?
Amen.
Well, Merry Christmas, guys.
Amen.
Christmas is here. There are presents involved with Christmas, but that's not the only present that we have. We're here to celebrate our Savior Jesus. There's a ton to celebrate this Christmas. I'll just speak from my personal life. I have a lot to celebrate this Christmas. A lot to celebrate. God has been with my family this Christmas. The enemy has attacked my family this Christmas, this holiday season. But I'm here to celebrate. Both my dads are here today.
Yes.
Can we give God a hand clap? It's truly a miracle. It's a miracle. There's no other way to explain it. It's a miracle. God always has his hand upon his children, and he's always doing his best to protect us from an enemy that's out to kill, steal, destroy. This is Christmas. This is why we celebrate Christmas. Because we have a Savior that came. We have a Savior that came to provide light, love, joy, hope, and peace. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. God, I thank you that we get to celebrate your Son and his coming to earth to save us, his coming to earth to be our Messiah, to be our hope. God, may we not forget why we celebrate this Christmas time. It's because of the birth of your Son. God, open our hearts and our eyes to your presence, to who you are, to your truth for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, I only have a brief moment to share with you guys. And we've heard the story of Jesus coming. through our Advent readings. I'm going to be reading out of John 1 this morning. And I'm going to be reading out of the Message version. Beginning to read with verse 1. The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The light blazed out of darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. There once was a man, his name was John, sent by God to point out the way to the light. He came to show everyone where to look and who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. From the beginning, it was God, and God had a plan. God was thinking of you. God was thinking of me from the very beginning, from the very creation of the heavens and the earth. And at the same time, He was thinking and making His plan on how He was going to rescue a dark and broken world. It's hard to explain, but try to understand. The scripture is speaking of God in the past, of God in the present, and of God in the future. God dwells in the past. He's the only person that can dwell in the past, the only person that can live in the present, and He's the only person that can make our future. He sent the light so you and I could see. He sent a Savior so you and I could be saved. He sent His Son so you and I could be set free. He sent the Messiah to be a messenger and an example for you and for me. The Word tells us that we will accomplish the same things that Jesus did when He was here, and even greater. Jesus came to show us the way. Picking up the scripture in John 1 and verse 9. The light was the real thing. Every person entering light, He brings into light. He was in the world, the world was there through Him, and yet the world didn't even notice. He came to His own people, but they didn't want Him. But whoever did want Him, who believed He was who He claimed and would do what He said, He made to be their true selves, their child of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten. Not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out. True from start to finish. John pointed Him out and called, "This is the one. The one I told you was coming after me, but in fact was ahead of me. He has always been ahead of me, has always had the first word." This Christmas, we're celebrating the birth of our Savior. We're also celebrating new birth and children, as we just witnessed, and dedicated children to God. And we're also celebrating new birth in Christ through baptism. Those that are being baptized today have experienced salvation. They have invited Jesus into their heart, which is an inward experience. It's something that happens on the inside that we can't see. Only God can see the heart, and only the person knows their heart. But being baptized is an outward expression for you and I to witness what took place on the inside of the heart of these young men and women that are being baptized today. These individuals will go down into the water dirty. They will go down into the water representing death. They will go down into the water selfish people, but they will come out of the water cleansed, They will come out of the water alive, and they will come out of the water selfless. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 3, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, or slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are heirs." You are heirs, Hudson. You are an heir, August. Eli, you are an heir. Christiana, you are an heir of the kingdom of God. And the promise of Abraham belongs to you. I don't know if you know what that promise is, but it's a very big promise. God promised Abraham the sands of the sea. He told Abraham that his thoughts for him were more than the sands of the sea. He promised Abraham kingdoms upon kingdoms upon kingdoms upon kingdoms. This is what you are heir to. The kingdom of heaven, where the streets are gold, the gates are pearl, there's no sin, there's no sadness, there's no death, there's no hurt.
Hallelujah.
You're heirs to the kingdom
of heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
The expression of baptism is that we literally go down in the water in grave clothes. Imagine this with me, in grave clothes, dirty grave clothes, filled with dirt and grime, and we come out with a robe of royalty.
Hallelujah.
I'm reminded of the prodigal son. When the prodigal son came home, he was dirty, he was grimy, he lived in a pigsty, but what did his father do? His father put a robe around him. This is what the Father in heaven is going to do for you, children. He's going to put a robe of royalty around you when you go in the water and you come back out. I know it sounds weird. It's not a tangible robe. It's not a robe that you can see. But it's a robe of faith that you believe that God has abundance for you, that God has your back, that God stands before you, that God stands behind you. It's a robe to know that God will provide for you all the days of your life as long as you are serving Him and giving Him your whole heart. It's a robe to understand that you are in front and you're not behind. It's a robe to understand that you're more than a conqueror. It's a robe to understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Our identity changes when we go in the water. God intends for us to understand that our identity is made in Him. We are His. We are royalty. We are heirs to the kingdom of heaven. At Full Circle Church, for those of you that are visiting with us today, we believe in the power of God, and we believe that it is real.
That's right.
And we're unapologetic about that. We believe that God moves in hearts. We believe that God changes atmospheres. We believe that God does miracles in a single moment. We believe that He's doing a brand new thing here. We believe that He's doing a brand new thing here, and it doesn't stop when we go in the baptismal tank. He's doing a brand new thing inside of that water. I believe that He can do more in the water than we think He can. Later in John 1, John has his encounter with Jesus, the Lamb of God, picking up in verse 29. The very next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and yelled out, "Here He is, God's Passover Lamb. He forgives the sins of the world. This is the man I've been thinking of talking about, the one who comes after me but is really ahead of me. He came after me, but He was ahead of me. I knew nothing about who He was, only this, that my task has been to get Israel ready to recognize Him as the God revealer. That is why I came here baptizing with water, giving you a good bath and scrubbing sins from your life so that you can get a fresh start with God." John clinched his witness with this: "I watched the Spirit like a dove fly down out of the sky, making Himself at home in him. I repeat, I know nothing about him except this. The one who authorized me to baptize with water told me, 'The one on whom you see the Spirit come down and stay, this one will baptize with the Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit.'"
Hallelujah.
That's exactly what I saw. And I'm telling you, there's no question about it. This is the Son of God. Through the confession of our faith that we are about to hear from the individuals being baptized will understand that Jesus has rescued their heart and is living in them.
Yes.
Now that we read this scripture that John came to baptize in water, but Jesus came to baptize in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is present. Jesus is willing to fulfill the absolute abundance and baptize these young men and women, not only in water, but through in the Holy Spirit as well.
Amen.
This is a supernatural transformation that takes place when the Holy Spirit overwhelms our heart. When we make space in our heart, when we decide in our heart that we want more of God. God is open and willing. I know everybody in here likes a two-for-one deal, right?
Amen.
Buy one, get one, right? God is in for a two-for-one deal today.
Hallelujah.
As we baptize these young men and women in water, I believe with all my heart that He can also baptize them and fill their hearts with the Holy Spirit as well. We have to make the decision, Hudson, August, Eli, and Christiana. You have to make the decision that when you go into the water, that you want Him to do more than you expect Him to do. This is how His kingdom operates. We let our own desires go, and when we lose our life, as we see in Scripture, when we lose our life, we regain it in abundance in a supernatural way. It's hard for our minds to comprehend. To lose our life is to gain it, but it's the truth. God's ways, His thoughts, His motives are far above ours, and we'll never understand them all. But believe me when I tell you this, if we lose our own life, I'm not talking about dying. I'm talking about losing our own motives, losing our own desires, losing our own selfish ways.
Yeah.
We will live in abundance if we put them at His feet. God is always willing to pour out His abundance on His children if we're postured in a place of surrender to Him. Who is ready to witness abundant life transformation? Who is ready to have their life transformed? Who needs to celebrate the birth of Jesus by a rebirth of their own?
Hallelujah.
There's no gift under your tree this year, not one, that will compare to the gift that Jesus came to bring. And that's the gift of eternal life. Maybe you once received this gift, but you've misplaced it. How many of you have misplaced a gift, a real gift? Something that you got, that you really enjoyed, that you really loved, and you lost it. Some of us in here may have misplaced our relationship with our Savior. And He's here today to give you a brand new gift. He's not going to give you the gift of old. He's going to give you a brand new gift wrapped perfectly, tied with a bow. This is how gracious and how much mercy our God has on us. Even when we lose our gift, we're irresponsible with the gift that He's given us. He gives us a brand new one. He'll just give you a brand new gift. God has a brand new gift for you. A gift of forgiveness, a gift of grace, and a gift of mercy. He is ready and willing to come into your heart today. All you have to do is ask Him. If that's you this Christmas, you need the gift of life for the first time, or you need a new gift. The gift again, because you misplaced it somewhere along the road. I'm going to ask you to be bold this morning. This gift He's giving will never stop giving. It's like you see those magicians reaching the hat and they keep getting stuff out. It's like bottomless. This is the gift of God. It's bottomless. It never stops giving to His people. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. If you need that gift this morning, the gift of salvation, the free gift to make God the God of your life, just lift up your hand. Nobody's judging you. We all want you to. It's a good thing. We all want you to. I see that hand. You can put it down. We all want you. I see that hand. We all want you to experience this gift. Maybe you're here this morning and you misplaced your gift. Is that you? Just lift up your hand. I see that hand. There's four here. Who else is it? I see that hand.
Thank you,
this
Lord.
This is a celebration, people. New birth. There's no better way to celebrate Christmas than having Jesus in your heart. Your whole outlook on Christmas will change.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christmas will no longer be a sad occasion. It'll no longer be a stressful occasion. It'll be stress-free and full of joy and hope.
Hallelujah.
Will you stand with me?
Hallelujah.
We're going to say a prayer together as a congregation. And those of you that lifted your hand, just all you have to do is believe this prayer in your heart. Believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. And the Bible says that Jesus will save you. Just repeat after me. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming to rescue me.
Thank you for coming to rescue me.
I acknowledge that you came.
That you died.
So I can live. Would you please
make a home
in my heart.
Make my Christmas
wishes
come true.
And that is a relationship with you. Lord,
I make you
Lord
of my life.
Savior of my soul. Thank you, Jesus.
For writing my name.
In the Lamb's book.
Of life.
Where I can live.
Forever.
And ever. In your name we pray.
Amen.
You got a hand, brother. Christmas change for some people here. And we're here to celebrate that. It's a good thing. It's a good gift. And now, since we celebrated the birth, of Christ, and now we're going to celebrate new birth through baptism. If you're being baptized this morning, go ahead and come on up and make your way over here to this side of the stage. You were supposed to change when I was closing that microphone. All right. Let's go do it real quick. All right. This is our first baptism at Full Circle Church, so you can see there's a couple little hiccups, but that's okay. Y'all can go ahead and sit down. And Eli, can you turn that down a little bit, right there? After these young men and women share their declaration, their testimony of what's happening, I would invite you, specifically family members first, to come forward. There's room up here on the stage. You can sit and watch. You can stand up at the altar and witness these lovely young women and young men being baptized this morning. Eli, go stand over there. And Hudson will come in just a moment. All right. Guess you're going first there, young lady. You ready? All right. What we're doing here, for those of you that don't understand, we are allowing these two young ladies and these two young gentlemen to express why they're being baptized, and it is a public declaration of their faith in our Lord and Savior.
Hi, Full Circle Church. My name is August Lund, and I want to get baptized because He died on the cross for me, also because He did stuff for me. Thank you, and I'm excited for a new life.
Yeah. My name is Christiana Lambert, and I'm here because I gave my life to Christ and I want to express it to the world.
My name is Eli Sly, the middle child of Becca and JJ Sly. I'm here today to get baptized. I want to get baptized because I feel like I'm at the right age to get baptized at, and I also go to a Christian school where I am learning about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done every day. And I am also doing this because I have given my heart to the Lord. And this is also for eternal life for me forever.
Hi, my name is Hudson Sly. I'm 13 years old. I'm the oldest child of JJ and Becca. Today I declare to the church and the whole world that I am going to follow Jesus for the rest of my life. I confess that I am a sinner and I was trying to find life in other people and myself. I acknowledge that He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross so that I can be saved from my sins and have eternal life. I commit to living for God instead of others.
Feel free to make your way forward if you would like.
August. It's an honor as your earthly father to baptize you in the name of our heavenly Father. So today, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Elijah James Sly, upon hearing the confession of your faith, it's my honor as your father to baptize you in the name of the Father, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Hudson William Sly, upon hearing the confession of your faith, it's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Not even fair that I think I'm supposed to talk.
We didn't think that through very well.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Can y'all just clap for like 10 seconds? Okay, we're going to take just a minute. We have a worship song that we're going to sing in celebration of all that God's done thus far in our service as we give a few minutes for those that have been baptized, Jay, Carl, and them to change. So if you all want to stand with me, we're going to introduce a worship song here. He reigns forever, my friends, family, church family. We're going to sing about the fact that Jesus reigns forever. And what a beautiful song to sing right after we witness baptism, a reminder that Jesus reigns in our hearts forever and ever. As we make a decision and a declaration to follow him, he lives within us, and we can have hope every day of our lives. Hope while we're here still on earth, but then the hope of knowing that we will live forever in eternity with him. So it's good news. Let's celebrate together as we sing this song.
Thank you. But when the right time came, God sent his son. Galatians 4:4. The right time has come. Jesus is born. Hope is here. Rejoice. A Savior has been born for you. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. Romans 15:13. May you radiate with the hope found in Jesus this Christmas.
I think the child levels had gotten dirty.
We better move fast.
We're going to sing one final song together. I know it's been a lot of up and down, but he deserves it all, right?
Yeah.
He deserves it all. So we're going to sing one final worship song. I encourage you to give him your whole heart as we close in worship, and then I'll come up and dismiss us. into perfect light. That's what his birth did for us. It leads us into light and life. We've experienced it in so many different ways today. And as sons and daughters of Christ, it is our responsibility to let our lights so shine that those around us may see his good works in us and give him all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And so I want to encourage us today, as we leave with those lyrics in our minds and in our hearts, that we would leave here shining our light this Christmas season and into the new year, because there is a dark, lost, broken world that needs us to be shining at our brightest capacity. There is an urgency in this season, in this time. So I bless you, church, in the name of Jesus, to be filled with the power of his Holy Spirit, that the gifts inside of you would be stirred up, that you would go forth boldly and courageously, remembering all that Christ has done for us, and that you would be willing to let your light shine this Christmas season and into the new year and for the rest of your life. May you make a decision today to never dim your light ever again. Lord, we thank you for what you did. We thank you, Jesus, for coming, for rescuing us, for saving us. We thank you for fulfilling the prophecy. We keep our eyes fixed on you this Christmas. We place you on the highest place. We thank you for this time together, and we seal all of it in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'm going to give you just a couple instructions, because if you need to leave, you can leave, but we would love for you to stay around for a while. Let me also mention, I failed to mention this in between the baptism and the worship song because, you know, but we do have the opportunity to give. If you're new with us, you might have been wondering, what was going on? You can bring your tithes and your offering if you'd like to sow a seed into Full Circle Church. You can do that here at the front. You can also give online on our website. So if you feel so led this Christmas to sow into Full Circle Church, that would be such a blessing. And there's also some boxes in the back that you can give there as well. Okay, so for our time together of refreshments, we have some tables set up on both hallways. I'll let it be a surprise as to what it is, but there's, of course, food and probably some sweets out there and some drinks. And so you can exit the sanctuary at any door and then, you know, mingle. We encourage you to stay for a few minutes, have some conversations. And please, I'm sure there's a lot of food, so maybe take a to-go plate if you do have to leave. Yes, I will bless the food. And then you can see here in the sanctuary, we have four tables set up. So if you prefer to sit and eat and enjoy time of fellowship, you can do that in here. Or there's some cocktail tables set up out in the foyer if you're comfortable standing around those. So Lord, we bless the food. We thank you for it. We pray that it would be nourishment and strength to our bodies so that we can better serve you. And again, we just pray a blessing over each and every one here today. In Jesus' name, amen.